in a cold, far away world. Hi, this is Stan Bush, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Fight in the war for Cybertron, till all are one.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers and This Week in Geek. This is the 2010 Stan Bush interview. I am Mike Blanchard and I'm joined by Matt Spada. Hello, sir.
Hello, good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Yes, Stan Bush has got a new album coming out, Dream the Dream. It comes out September 15th. And I've talked to Stan multiple times, and you know I've pretty much got an email relationship with the guy. And he emails me when he wants, like, you know, me to make posts for, like, I did a post for him for his BotCon stuff when he did BotCon this past year and the San Diego Comic-Con. I asked him, I said, is there any chance I can get a copy of the new album for review? And he goes, yeah, sure. And then you had mentioned, I had said this on one of the Nerd News shows, and you had mentioned, ooh, I would love to get that album, so happy birthday.
Thank you!
Yes, Spada just turned 30 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, not that too long ago, August 28th.
Yeah, yep. Stan sent out the CDs, and that's pretty much what we're here to talk about, is his new album that's coming out. Would you like to say anything before we throw it to the interview?
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Stan Bush for a wonderful CD and a nice little birthday present. And let's get this going.
Power. When our hands break
Hey everyone, this is Mike Blanchard and I'm joined by Matt Spada. Hello, sir.
Good day, sir.
We are from the Geekcast Radio Network and This Week in Geek, and we are about to interview Stan Bush. You may have known him from his work on Transformers the Movie. He sang and wrote The Touch and Dare. Hello, Stan. How are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. One of the reasons why we're talking to you is to actually kind of promote your new album, Dream the Dream. When did you first start working on the new album?
Well, started writing and recording about a year and a half ago. Where it took a while to come up with the album. The last album, In This Life, was so well reviewed and highly praised that I felt like I had to really work hard to try and top that, or at least come close, and I think we have another winner, so and I'm real happy with how it came out. The new album, Dream the Dream, has been getting really good reviews, and it's just out this week in Europe as well, so it's getting a pretty good buzz.
Very cool. What are Matt, you want to take the next one there?
Sure. Stan, what were some of the other titles you had for the new album? I know that there's a you've got a real nice love theme going here, but I was wondering what other titles that you had come up with that you ended up rejecting?
On the new album?
On the new album, yes.
You mean the ones that there were a couple songs that didn't make it on the album. Is that what you meant?
Correct.
Yeah, let's see, there was one that I wrote that was kind of a spiritual song called The Secret, and it's a great song, and I really love it. In fact, I'll probably put it out some way, perhaps as a single release or something. We were talking about putting a gospel choir on it, and it's just a really nice message. And let's see, there was another song also that sort of didn't seem to fit with the others, maybe a little bit towards a Jimi Hendrix sounding song. It was kind of a left field song, but anyway, there. I guess that's usually the case. You keep writing and hope that you get as many songs as possible that are going to be really good. And anyway, I'm happy with how things came out.
Yeah. When you first started working on the album, what was the first song that you actually wrote lyrics for that is actually in the album?
That would probably be More Than a Miracle. That was also, could have been an album title track. It has, the title had a really strong ring to it, and it's a great song also. And but like I say, it's one of those things. After a year and a half, the other songs that are newer sort of have more impact. It's really hard to I've found that after recording all these songs and being living with them for over a year, many of them, it's hard to tell what's good anymore and what works and that sort of thing. You have to kind of go with your gut, I guess. But you sort of get too close to it. But now that after it's come out now and a couple months have gone by since we finished tracking, 2 or 3 months have gone by, it's I'm starting to appreciate it more.
Now, I was wondering, what would be the first single that you're going to be releasing off Dream the Dream?
Well, it's really, these days, the term single doesn't sort of have the same connotation it did before. I think, like the traditional record label would have released a single to radio and said, okay, this is the single and that sort of thing. Now it's sort of, you put out the whole album and then people can sort of select the tracks that they want to feature or listen to and so forth. It's sort of a lot of it is fan driven, and especially with the internet and everything. So, but we talked about A Dream the Dream. The title track has had a lot of buzz about it, as well as the Touch Sam's theme. The Sam's theme we did the music video for, and that's gotten quite a lot of traffic, you know, to that video. And we've had good and bad comments about it. I think one of the things with that song, many of the fans probably know this. There was originally a rap section but we've edited that out. You'll be pleased to know.
Is that also the one? Anyway, is that? I'm sorry, Stan. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Is that the song with the guitarist who, when he hits the power chord, all the lights appear behind him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That one. Like I say, it's a very sort of modern track. We were going for, something kind of contemporary and different. A lot of my stuff has sort of an 80s signature, and which has been great, and it still is. And that's where my heart is, you know, in terms of being an artist. I love that style of music, the anthemic kind of chorus, big chorus thing. You know, I always love that, and that's kind of my signature. And also the thing about singing the go for it, positive kind of lyrics, which I love that. I think that whole thing got started with the Touch way back, and it's sort of a niche that I've kind of stuck with, you know, because I like it. I really like having a positive message and singing about, trying to sing about important things and encouraging people and power and all that sort of thing. There's a phenomenon too that the old thing where each of us supposedly only uses 1/10 of his brain or whatever. I believe that, because usually that's all I have to available. But I'm just saying, you know, the point is we're capable of so much that we're capable of incredible things, and it's sort of all about believing in your abilities and believing in yourself and going for it, you know. So a little corny, but hey, you know, it works. It works.
And in this day and age, a little positivity is a really welcome thing.
No kidding. Yeah. Yeah, it's just that you create your own reality. You know, that's kind of the gist of it.
Yes, exactly. Will there be a tour to promote the new album?
Actually, I'm talking to a European tour promoter, and they're arranging some shows in Europe. It either probably be right after the holidays, I think, is the way it's looking. I don't know yet about the States, but people can check the website, you know, to see what's happening, stanbush.com.
Mm-hmm. Since the first time I talked to you about 2 years ago, your social networking was just on MySpace. Since then, you've expanded to Facebook and Twitter. How are you liking these?
You know, it's a whole different animal. I've sort of got dragged kicking and screaming into the new social network scene, but it's actually kind of cool. The Twitter thing is fun. You know, you can talk about other things, about, you know, personal stuff, about just fun stuff. It's not all about career promotion, but just, I think a lot of people just like to know, hey, what do you think and what do you feel and what book are you reading or whatever. I don't know. I'm liking it though. My Twitter name is Stan_Bush. So if anybody wants to go check that out, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So with going into the social networking sphere, Apple just announced Ping this week, which is part of iTunes 10. It's kind of,
I heard about that.
It's social networking, but for music. Are you going to see if you could get involved in that?
Yeah, actually, I was just informed about that this morning, and this guy that's been helping me with promotion is already, he's on it. So, I'm, this weekend. Unfortunately, I'm not, except for my iPhone, I'm not, on a computer. But anyway, I think he's going to be setting that up for me or whatever, or I'll jump on it Monday first thing. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that because that's right up my alley. I love the whole Apple phenomenon. I mean, they're what a cool company. but yeah, it's all good. I'm really happy with all the buzz we're getting so far. We're starting to get more of a buzz, not just to Transformers fans, but other people are starting to hear about me in this country. It's kind of cool. I mean, I've been making records for years in Europe and Japan, and have a following and so forth over there. And but some of these people who it's good to be known for something, but a lot of people are finding out that I'm more than just the guy that sings about robots.
and that's one of the main things I say to people. He has more than just two songs, and everybody is just still stuck on, well, it was fine from like 86 to 90 or whatever, but for some strange reason, some people just aren't into it. But the new album is awesome. I said it in the review that I wrote for our website, geekcastradio.com, that there isn't a track on the new album that I don't like. And I'm not just saying that because we're talking to you. It's the truth. I mean, every song, it's almost like it's a different story each song.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, we've worked really hard on it, and I appreciate the kind words and the support. It's really nice to have friends and allies in this business, and it's one of those things, too, where you do something long enough and you start to learn how to do it well, and I think I'm pretty consistently writing great songs now, and it's all that, always that thing of if I knew what I know now, then,
The other thing about the other thing that I really like about Dream the Dream is, and this is going to sound really weird, but it's a happy album. There's a lot of just happiness in this music. And with all the other artists that are out there right now that are popular, or I like to say quote-unquote popular, it's nice to have some real just music that you could just sit back and... I have an hour commute, and if it's... When I throw this disc in, that makes that commute a lot more enjoyable.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Thank you.
And
yeah, like I say, I just love positiveness. It's to me, it's the best. I mean, it's like you said, there's plenty of negativity out there, and I know for a lot of people, it's like cool to be dark or whatever. I don't know. I don't really understand that, but I guess that's just it takes all kinds to make a world, But I'm just happy to have something positive to say, and it's not just about, influencing people, but just, I think, just in the world, it's just I want to be a positive force, a force for good, and as corny as that sounds.
There was mention on your Facebook fan page about a live concert DVD. Can you give us any details about this?
Well, last summer, my band performed at the Transformers convention, the Paramount Studios party that happened the weekend of BotCon, just prior to the Revenge of the Fallen movie coming out. And so that concert was a video was shot of the concert, and it was actually never edited together. There's footage though from that, and there's been a lot of fans that are interested in getting that video, the DVD for that, but it never was made available because of the just the sheer time involved in editing it and all that. But should that change or whatever, I know there are clips from it that are on my YouTube account. I can keep all the stuff straight. They can go to the Stan Bush YouTube. There's a link to that also on my website. The StanBush.com website is being renovated as we speak and should be up by next weekend with all the new stuff on there. In the meantime, if somebody wants to check out LARecords.com, it also has my stuff all up there, including the new album. One thing I should mention, the Dream the Dream album, the formal release date for the U.S. is 9/15, and whoever buys it on that day will get a signed copy. So
awesome.
That's just a little tidbit I should throw out.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I actually have a question that I have been dying to ask someone who actually makes music for a living. And I really want to know, what is with mainstream artists just abusing the ever-loving heck out of auto-tune? I swear, every single popular song I've heard in the last 6 months is auto-tuned.
And it's more like 5 years. I think they've been. You never hear any pitchy vocal ever. And believe me, I love people to sing in tune, but it also it doesn't sound as real if there's not at least some human there. You know, it's almost like I don't know. To me, I don't miss out-of-tune vocals, but still, the 70s and 80s. I mean, you know, you could definitely hear that the auto-tune thing wasn't there, and so a lot of vocals, some of my earlier stuff is not even that great in terms of pitch, although I consider myself a good singer. It's just, I don't know, but I agree with you. It's just, it kind of takes the personality when everything's too perfect, you know?
It's very weird because I've recently started watching more music videos online, and there's a gentleman on That Guy with the Glasses called Todd in the Shadows, and he reviews a lot of popular music. And it all sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have...
I know what you mean.
It's very, very disconcerting. Because I remember growing up, you know, I grew up at, both Mike and I grew up in the 80s, and you had all these different groups. You had Rush, Metallica, Megadeth. Those are just rock groups that I could think of off the top of my head. But Michael Jackson, there wasn't this uniformity.
Yeah. Well, music and even I'm a little older than you, but even going back to like the 70s and all, I love that era. I mean, there was so much difference and variety out there. The, you know, you'd hear like pop radio, you'd have like, you know, everything from America and the Eagles to, you know, Led Zeppelin. And then you'd have, you know, the Supremes or whatever, or Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I mean, it was just all over the map. And songs were not so formulaic. You know, it's that's one of the things I miss too. The songwriting was a lot more diverse and like you said, a lot less cliche and sort of stock. You know, you get into the, you know, cookie cutter thing. It's like kind of like dance music, where I mean that's the worst of the worst to me. Where it sounds like the same song, but they just changed the singer. You know,
that's another thing that I really appreciate about Dream the Dream, and now I'm discovering more of your other albums. Is there's actual instruments involved. As opposed to, okay, well, let's just generate this through a computer and auto-tune you in there. Which
seems to be really popular.
Yeah, there's some really good instrumental stuff on Dream the Dream behind the actual lyrics of the song as you're singing. I think it's More Than a Miracle that has a trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
It has this very strange, but it's a cool sound, and I like it, and I like how the song ends, because it just kind of drops off. It's kind of like, you know, Christopher Columbus just kind of dropped off the edge of the earth, and then it goes to the next song, and I thought that was really, really neat.
Thanks. Yeah, we had a lot of fun making the record. My producer, Holger Fast, with that name, you know, you could probably tell he's German, although he's been here about 20 years, and he's pretty much my best friend. We've been working together quite a bit. He also produced the last album, In This Life, and he's just brilliant. I love him. He's a great, great guitar player. Pete does keyboards and pretty much does it all. And together, I think the arrangements and the general thing, you know, we came up with some really strong stuff. And also the drummer and bass player, I should mention, Matt Bissonette. Matt Bissonette on bass. He played with Rick Springfield, but also he's been with so many people. He's a phenomenal bass player. And Matt Logg, who played with Slash, and he also toured with my brain is not working today. They've all played. Oh, Alice Cooper, I was thinking of. They're pretty much my favorite bass player and drummer in L.A. They're super great rock guys, you know. And the album, like I say, just totally kicks. It's got a lot of heart. And the way we did it too was we did the guitars, keyboards, bass, and all that. And he did Holger built up the tracks with a sort of a temporary bass and drum track that he did himself. And then that's when I did all the vocals and things at Holger's. And then when we got near to the end, we went in a big studio and recorded the drums and bass over, the final bass and drums over, and then we mixed in the big studio. So that's why it just sounds so great.
Yeah. All right.
It has a real band feel, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I think... before we close this out, we're going to cut to actually one of my favorite songs off the album called Your Time. So we'll play that, and we will come back with Stan Bush right after this.
You'll never lose your way when you
We are back here on All Things Transformers, Geekcast Radio, and This Week in Geek. And what you just heard was the song Your Time from Stan's new album, Dream the Dream. Stan, what you told us before, when is the release date again for the U.S.?
Oh, September 15th.
Okay. All right. And they can get it in iTunes and at your website too, correct?
Yeah, it'll be on iTunes and it'll be available at stanbush.com. Also LARecords.com is my, that's my site as well. It features my stuff. So, but yeah, stanbush.com, and the release is, 9/15. And for people who buy it on that day, I'll autograph them. So that's kind of a cool thing.
Very cool. You also mentioned before we go, you also mentioned on one of your Facebook fan page posts about free t-shirts as well. What's the deal with the t-shirts?
Well, it was a kind of a contest that my the guy that's representing me was talking about, but honestly, I don't remember what he said. But yeah, just check the fan page, stanbush.com, or Twitter, or Facebook, and see if there's something about that. So, okay. But yeah, I have their Stanbush t-shirts available, and let me see. Yeah, just I guess lastly, I'd like to just thank you guys for your support and thank the fans for supporting me, and really appreciate it. Yeah. And I hope you guys will come see me.
If you come close to Louisville, Kentucky, I will definitely go see you.
Well, I'm hoping that I can do some shows in the U.S. because that would be awesome.
Yeah.
If you're in D.C. or anywhere around Baltimore, I'd be more than happy to come say hi.
Well, I'll definitely let you know. Last, in 07, we did the, I performed at the Transformers Convention in Rhode Island in Providence, so that's not that far, I guess. But yeah, there's very good likelihood that I'll be doing some stuff in the Northeast area.
Cool.
So, cool. Once again, anyway, are we going to say something else, Stan?
No.
Okay. Once again, we would like to thank Stan for joining us here on this little interview for Geekcast Radio Network and This Week in Geek. Stan, thanks for joining us, and I will put all of the links to follow you and find you and all that stuff. I will put it in the post description, so that way people can, you know, link to your site, they can link to your Twitter and your Facebook fan page and all that good stuff as well.
Oh, I sure appreciate everything, guys. You guys are great, and thanks so much for the support.
All right. Thanks a lot, Stan, and we will ask you to hold the line as we take you guys to the first track off of Dream the Dream called Never Hold Back.
Taking the fall, risking.
So you guys just heard another track sampling from Stan Bush's new album, Dream the Dream, coming out August 15th. That was Never Hold Back, and we just got done talking with Stan. Wow, that was cool, huh?
That was awesome. And like I said earlier, and like I said in the interview, it really is refreshing to get a hold of an album that is so positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's no negativity in here at all,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice.
Yeah, it's refreshing, isn't it?
Maybe that's my old man sensibilities kicking in, but still, it's really, really nice to have a positive album for once.
Yep. And hey, you know, it's personal. It's personally autographed too. So
indeed, it is.
As soon as I got it, I put it into iTunes, and I said, okay, well, I guess I have to go get a frame for the actual disc, because I don't want dust getting on this thing at all. I mean, I've got I had sent a friend of mine my original Transformers the Movie 86 soundtrack. She was going to BotCon in 2009, and she had both Stan and Vince DiCola sign it, so I have that one too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I need to get a big frame. Oh, very, very cool. So, for GeekCast Radio Network and This Week in Geek, I have been Mike TFGO and Blanchard with
Spada.
We will catch you guys next time. You feel a cold wind start to blow. Here in the dark, you're standing alone. Seems like the whole world keeps you down. You wanna fly, but you keep falling to the ground. You know there must be something more, so you keep on searching till you finally find what you're looking for.